All's Well, Where Thou Art, Earth, and Why. Read by the author, John Lefebvre. Dedicated to Teresa Louise Lefebvre. Born not long after Earth began to go around the sun. And when she died, there were 500,000 galaxies in a multiverse. Who taught the three most powerful things were faith, hope, and charity, but that the greatest of these is love. Introduction. Plotting the wages of nice. Certain events of my life, I concede, may seem extraordinary, but if they were, I think it was in only a small way. Although I stumbled upon fabulous wealth and had all that I wanted and much more of what our world can sell us, the most astonishing things that have befallen me fell into my lap no more than they have into anyone's. Still, when you quit the law to busk on the street corners, then strike it rich on internet gambling, lend friends your places on the beach in Malibu in the private jet to get there, get arrested by Uncle Sam, then record with the best studio musicians in America while out on $5 million bail, the story seems fantastic and people think you should write it. So I began, but very quickly tired of writing sentences that started with I and ended with me. The rags-to-riches literature is one to which I did not wish to make a contribution. It's not that the story was lurid. Lurid needs to be told, too. Perhaps it was just the meaninglessness of such stories, the perpetuation of questionable materialist dreams, and the cultivation of almost certain disappointment. And so I decided to leave the telling of tall tales to others. Still, again, I do have a story to tell, and as it turns out, there can be no story more lurid. It is the story of us all. The story of us all? Yes, indeed, it is one from which we might learn smart lessons, and on that account alone, much more worth the telling. Perhaps the best way to start may be to look at who we are now, where we have come. We may see a lot more about where we have been by looking at what we have made of ourselves. If lurid stories have no other redeeming value, at least they immerse us in moral quandaries that might challenge our own assumptions. Perhaps in the end, they may point us towards more fairness and greater wisdom. For instance, many, having taken an honest look at current world culture, might shake their heads in wonder and possibly even gain some sympathy for Western world leaders like Barack Obama. Until now, America's presidents have been elected only on such narrow moral prerequisites that 90% of the people in my graduating class wouldn't make the cut. First, they had to profess a profound commitment to our biblical God that is most hard-boiled, and failing that, they may as well have taken their religious freedom for a permanent hike. Then a president must step into the wilds and deal with the powerful, selfish bastards of the world on all sides. When it looks like there might be a case of us or them, they must neutralize the threat on their way into Christian church with drones. You have to feel some sympathy for the dilemma. Either Jesus had not considered this circumstance while formulating his lessons of pure love, or somehow killing pricks is an act of Christ-like compassion. That has all changed now. Even though President Trump felt the need to allegate, "I will be the greatest jobs president that God ever created." But he personates himself plainly. More than enough about him already. Now the evangelical right clearly demonstrates an underlying strangeness of morality. Where Jesus of Nazareth proclaimed loving all, and foremost, loving mostly the least among us, all, self-proclaimed Christians now pervert Jesus' words to support anti-gay, anti-black, anti-Muslim, anti-woman, anti-liberal screed, all the while literally turning their backs upon all of the poorest in the world. 3/4 of the Earth's population, in advancement of their own selfish comfort. Who can resist a tale, no matter how tawdry, that leads us somewhere like this? Christ sanctioning white supremacy, disregarding the poor, and dealing with our enemies by neutralization with extreme prejudice? When the low story of our high life is our own, then pesky considerations arise. The most challenging might be whether we can demonstrate having learned lessons, high or not, honestly enough to properly honor having had the lessons in the first place. Obama has got to be a different kind of Christian after serving as president, compared to, for example, his predecessor, or Dick Cheney, who seemed to be different kinds of Christians even before their service started. What have we learned from these and our other teachers, and from our own experience, the lessons we were taught? Are the ones we were shown. too many of the lessons that we were taught as kids turned out to be delusion, if not hypocrisy. Elders and persons in authority are entitled to respect. The West is the champion of freedom. Rich and poor are exactly equal in a democracy, one person, one vote. Unbridled free enterprise is best and fairest for everybody. Money is safe with bankers. Nothing travels faster than the speed of light. We are unique in the universe. Many more lessons were undeniably right, but exist, if at all, only as ideals. Equal justice under law. Propaganda only comes from the likes of fascists or communists. The media in the West tell the truth. Don't bully. Liars are not rewarded. It's better to give than to receive. Clean up after yourself. Leave the world a better place. Good cowboys look out for the little guys. Human rights for all. And where have these lessons, for what they are worth, left us? One thing we know for certain is the thing we avoid considering the most. Soon we will all be dead. Then we will be succeeded in our tenancy here by others of us. What will our successors know that we do not? What will they realize that we have not? How do we contend with the astonishing natural bounty that has befallen us? How do we understand the disconnect between our ideals and our gifts on the one hand, and our actual accomplishments and behaviors on the other? Do we carefully consider what we can say we know and what we cannot? Here we are out of the caves 150 generations, enjoying prosperity beyond anybody's dreams. And while we celebrate freedom in our lives daily, we are unable or unwilling to prevent mass deprivation and abasement of our kind all over Earth. How does our story, the true story of us all, measure up to the tales we've been told, that we tell ourselves still and unblinkingly pass on? How do we measure up as the guardians of the freedom and other democratic values we proclaim to uphold? Or to the wisdom of religious and other moral leaders that we exalt? It only takes simple arithmetic for us to plot sufficiently our place in infinity and in eternity. Where we stand compared to our ideals is less easily contrived. Simple arithmetic can also prove that we are on the brink of an advance in wealth and knowledge vastly exceeding what has ever been dreamt by any of us. The part that will inspire the most sniggers is this. The only thing we need do to get there is be nice.